And this is our Wednesday night service at GTTN, and we want to let everyone know we're very grateful for all your support and that you're logging in. If you'd like to sow into this ministry, if you'd like to give to this work, you can go to PayPal, right, on our website, and you can go ahead and click that button and give us a donation. They're muchly appreciated, and I want to thank United States. But we also have the Russian Federation, who is really logging on heavy. We're going to pray for you over there that are logging on the for the Russian Federation. We have Great Britain. We want to bless them. We have countries of unknown, which we'll eventually get a hold of and we'll know who they are. We have China. We want to bless China. Moldova. We have Brazil. Brazil, we want to bless you. We want to bless Canada. We want to bless Ukraine. We want to bless India. We want to bless Finland. We want to bless Italy. We want to bless Vietnam. We want to bless Argentina. We want to bless Israel. And let's keep Israel in prayer right now. We want to continue to keep Israel in prayer. Due to the things that are going on around the world, and we really want to keep Israel in prayer. Spain, we bless you. We bless Malaysia. We bless France. We bless Germany. Switzerland, we bless you. We bless European countries. We bless the Philippines. We bless Latvia. We bless Romania, we bless Slovenia, we bless Japan, we bless Chile, we bless Malta. Malta, are you a little country? Malta, we bless you. We bless Bulgaria, we bless Netherlands, we bless Sweden. We bless Venezuela. We bless Ireland. We bless Australia. And we bless the United Arab Emirates. I want to bless all of you that are logging on and following this. If you're logging and following, you're never going to be the same. I want to continue to say thank you for your support. And please, there is a new click button on our site that will, you can offer your requests, prayer requests, and also prophetic readings that we will do for you. But we need you to contact us. So please, we're asking you to contact us when you can, as soon as you can, with your need. We had a testimony the other day, and I want you to continue to log on about these testimonies. We had a woman who was severely unemployed and looking for work. We gave her a prayer cloth, and Sarah, can you grab me some prayer cloths over there? And I want everyone to know what these things look like. Prayer cloths, we pray for them, and we anoint them with prayer, and I believe an angel goes with every one of these prayer cloths. Thank you. This is what they look like. We send one out. Boo! And I'm going to lay them around here because I'm going to tell you right now, the glory begins to fall and anoints these prayer cloths. And I want to send one of them to you. Well, she received one of these prayer cloths. And the next day, wasn't it the next day? It was the next day, right? The next day, she got a job. Not only did she get a job, but the guy said, listen, we have hundreds of applications that are well overqualified and qualified for this position, but there's something about you that we want to hire. And they hired her right on the spot. Is that awesome or what? Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. And I believe it's because of these here prayer cloths. Heaven and angels, we list have prayed and they are commissioned and sent. I don't know if some of you's heard the testimony, but I was instructed by God to cut these things up. And I went to the store and got the fabric and cut it up. And, you know, I thought I was a little nuts. And I put them all in the box, the shoe box. And I brought them in here and I laid them on the table. And I was a little excited about it. And I went to show somebody. And when I went to show somebody, it was like a force of something just hit me. And I lost my breath. And I was hyperventilating. And I couldn't even catch my breath. And I knew that was when I received this impartation, these prayer clothes. And ever since then, we've had testimonies all over the place for these prayer clothes. Over and over and over. So I want to send you prayer cloth. I want to somehow get this out to the sick, those who have diseases, those who need a financial breakthrough in their life, something. I want to get these prayer cloths out to you. So please, please, and let us be able to send you one. Thank you. All those countries I just said. Amen and amen. And I'm going to hold this one specially in my hand. This is someone, and I think this one's for China. Somebody in China is getting this here prayer cloth. And I'm going to just hold on to this one throughout this message. This is for someone in China. Tonight I want to talk about what God has been laying on my heart. You know, we spoke a message on Sunday. And if you haven't gotten the message or you haven't logged on, please log on and listen to it. Because I believe everyone is asking themselves, why do I need God? Why do I need God? I can live, you know, I can work things out. I can figure it out. I can do everything out on my own. But the answer is, you can't. Why do we need God? You need God for one of the most powerful reasons that I know of, and that's to save you. If you really quite understood, there are forces that we'll just call bad forces. Some people might call them devils. Some people might call them dark angels. Whatever word you want to use, there are forces that are looking out to destroy you. They don't want you to have a life. They want to rob your life, and they want to just take it and drown you. And that's why it's so hard. Did you ever ask yourself, why is it so hard just to wake up every morning and live? How many people have it hard? Think about it. Every day, you got to fight. Every day, you got choices to make. Every day. So with that being said, that just goes to show you why we need God. And it's also the saving of your soul. God is the saving power of your soul. We need this power. And if we think that we can live without this power, we're fooling ourselves. And the simplest form, the simplest way to come is to accept, I'm going to say, His love. But I know how difficult it is to try to accept love. How many people can relate with that one here? How hard it is to accept love. It is so difficult. And especially through generations and generations, it's getting worse. I see families separating and being destroyed because of lack of love. And it's not anyone's fault, too. I want to explain that. It's not anyone's fault. It's cares. If I had to narrow it down, it's the cares of the world. One of the key things in this book is a book called the Bible. This is a good book. When my life was changed, this book is probably the closest book that confirms what I was revealed. And I love this book. And if you don't know how to get one, There's all ways I can show you how to get one. I'd like to get one in your hands. But to be honest with you, it's somewhat difficult to understand and read. I say, it's not a big deal if you don't have one. Just listen to me and I'll tell you the way. But it says in this book, the Bible, to throw your cares away, to cast your cares away. And what causes us to function and to have peace and to be able to show love is to put away the cares, not care so much about your life. If you lose your life, you'll gain one. And all these cares is what's choking us. And as time has evolved, technology has grown rapidly, the workforce out there is a rat race, and it's creating an environment that is so hard to keep up. And so I look at it as it's not anyone's fault at all. It's God's master plan to just draw you closer to Him. Because when you reach that point of just being sick and tired of being sick and tired, or you just want to throw your hands up and say, I quit, and the love in your life has grown cold, you begin to search. You begin to search out. And, you know, I don't blame anyone in my life. I used to when I was growing up, but I realized that they did the best they could. And it wasn't their fault. They did the best they could. It's just the cares of the world choked them and choked the love out of them. And knowledge is another thing that causes you to choke. You know, people want to gain so much knowledge. They just, you know, are constantly studying, constantly gaining knowledge, constantly, you know, trying to obtain something. And that chokes. Believe it or not, that chokes love. And love is, the lack of love is really the cause of, I would say, us dying. And for us to get a life back, to, in order for us to live, we have to be filled up with love. And the reason why we're dead or dying is because we're empty. We have no love. And we're completely emptied. And if we can understand that we need to be filled in order to have a life, that fulfillment, that stuff that has to be poured into us, has to be love. And that love needs to come from somewhere. And it's not going to come from the world. The world, all the world does is literally hate you. But they don't mean to hate you. They love you in this way. What are you going to do for me? What do you got for me? If you do this for me, then I love you. It's called conditional love. That's what the world has to offer, conditional love. But that conditional love is not the fulfillment that we need inside of us. We need an unconditional love, a love that is not paid for in any way, shape, or form, not earned. It's a love that is given unconditional, despite if you're good, bad, right, or wrong. This is why we need God. Because God is the one who gives you this love that is unconditional when you find it. Nobody finds it. It's very hard to find it. First of all, God doesn't exist. I say this a lot. God doesn't exist. But He does exist. But He doesn't exist. He doesn't exist until you bring Him into existence. Until you bring Him into existence by faith. By believing. But I break it down. I'm going to continue to follow this series. Because I started out with trust. And you have to begin to start trusting. Trusting with faith. And then believing with faith. And then faith with faith. We haven't even gotten there yet. Oh, getting a little excited on this one. But we need to be filled with love. And the world can't give you love. No matter how hard they try, they can't give you love. Even through marriages and even through children, even through the closest ones in your life, it turns out to be all conditional. Eventually, when they find God and they have a relationship with God, then the love within them that is only from God begins to offer love to you unconditionally. And then you can be able to feed off of each other through that unconditional love. And this is what really God's plan was from the very beginning, that we would all love one another as we love ourselves. But, you know, I know love is foreign to most of us. And I want to introduce us to love, but it's so foreign to comprehend love. I have to find a way to bring it into you so that you can begin to comprehend it. And it starts out almost pure and innocent. I don't know anyone who has a child and brings it into this world and don't receive love. So the most innocent way that I can say, if anyone had a child or anyone who was with someone who had a child and that child came into the world, there is a supernatural love that manifests itself and you're able to experience this godly love that I'm talking about. But that's the closest thing that I can possibly give you an example of, because the rest of it doesn't exist unless you meet someone who is filled with God and that God in them overflows in love and it gives unconditional. I believe in that book it says there is no other love than the love that is laid down for a friend. Sam might know that verse. What is it? There is no greater love than a man or a person that lays down their life for another person. And so I want us to begin to start longing for this love. You're not going to find it through drugs. You're not going to find love through, we're going to call it pornography or sex, or you're not going to find it through adultery. You're not going to find it through alcohol. You're not going to find it through pills. You're not going to find it through abuse. You're not going to find it through, did I miss anything? Does anyone else have any other areas that I might have missed? You're not going to find it through, hatred, is that what you're saying? Or bigotry? You're not going to find it through bigotry, yeah. You're not going to find it through pride either. You're not going to find it through workaholic, you know. You're not going to find it through money, because money can't give you love. Money can't buy you love, you know. The only way that you're going to find love, the only way, is if you forsake your life and throw away the cares. You can't take things personal. You have to lay your life down. You have to believe in the words that I'm going to share with you. If I tell you that God loves you unconditionally, would you believe me? You're probably going to say no. First of all, you don't know this God, but I'm going to paint a picture so that you can begin to see this God. I'm going to let you know who this God is, and then you take what I tell you, because he is the God of truth, and the truth that I share with you is going to take a form. And then you'll be able to see the form of this God that I'm talking about. One, he loves you unconditionally. Unconditionally. That means he don't care what you just did. He don't care what you're going to do tomorrow. He don't care how smart you are, how dumb you are, how big you are, how small you are, what color you are. He doesn't care about anything. The only thing that he cares about is if you would just trust him. That simple little word, just trust him, is probably the biggest word that is so impossible to do. Especially when you haven't seen him or know him. And when you can trust him with all your heart, soul, and mind, if you can lay your life down and believe what I'm going to tell you, you'll begin to form God into your heart. You'll begin to form God into your life. You can only form God in the truth. You cannot form God in something that is not true, in his attributes and who he really is. You can't. Or you'll have a false God. And he's a jealous God, and believe me, he'll get you right back on the right path. He'll make your life miserable because you're worshiping a different God. And then he'll crack you one. Oh, he'll crack you one. And then you'll get right back on the path. Now, God is not an angry God. He's not a God that doesn't forgive. He is constantly forgiving. He's constantly saying, just change the way you're thinking. I'm not holding these things against you. Just change the way you're thinking. I will tell you, though, God doesn't like the fact that when you know what's right and you've been convicted in your heart about it and you ignore the conviction. Then he gets a little upset. Okay, because I'm not going to tell you that God doesn't get mad at you. God does get mad at you. Just like an earthly father who, you know, takes on that form of an authority that cares for you and it's supposed to bring you up in the ways of the world, God chastens the one he loves. And so that when you are seeking for him and you have a conviction in your heart and you know that maybe you should stop doing what you're doing and you don't listen, he does give you a little spanking. How many of us have been spanked by God here and there? Okay. But you know what? It's nice because once you realize, okay, and you turn, I guess, from your wicked ways, I want to say, then he stops the spanking. And it's like, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And you actually are grateful for God looking out for you and caring for you because you know that the road that you would have went on would have been worse than if you stopped, if you would have kept going and not stopped. You know it would have been worse. God, for trusting him unconditionally, knowing that he has your best interest. This is one of the things that I want to try to embed into you, to know that your life is already laid out. How many people here believe that their life is already laid out? I mean, all hard-heartedly. Good. Because if you truly believe this truth, God will begin to make a way that your life is laid out will come to pass. What steals your path is you not believing. And that's where the door opens up for these dark forces to come in and trip you up. A snare. He sets a snare so easily for you to fall into. And it's worry and fear. And I want to take the worry and the fear out of your life. I want to take that out of your life so that you're not worried about tomorrow. If I can take that fear out of your heart and comfort you, I'm holding back the enemy from trying to hurt you. I'm keeping the enemy because there's a legal contract that is written in heaven. When you lay your life down and you hold up on worrying fear and you put your trust in God, there's a legal contract in heaven that is written and it says you can't touch him or you can't touch her. You can't put a snare or a trap in front of them for them to get snapped in. It's literally a legal written contract in heaven. And that enemy is held back. And no weapons formed against you will prosper. And they are held back from you. But we're weak. Everyone knows we're weak. How many people are weak here? I am so easily falling into weakness. But it's good to know that you're weak, and I want you to know that. If you understand that you're subject to fall, and you know that you're weak, that makes you stronger to fight against worry and fear. That makes you stronger to fight against the powers that are looking to try to hurt you. It's when you feel as though that you can accomplish it. No, I'm not going to fall into that. No, I'm not going to. No, I'm not going to. I know not to worry. But your heart is troubled. You're falling into a trap. I guarantee tomorrow you're going to eat your words. Sam has something to say. I'm going to ask him. His strength. Okay, there's a scripture verse in this book called the Bible, and it says, "His strength is perfected through our weakness," and he's just backing up what I'm saying, and that's so awesome. So, I want us to really understand the realm of heaven and understand the laws that are written in heaven, so that when we start searching for God and creating God by faith, who He is, because you're creating Him for who He is. And when He comes into your life in who He is, you're going to be worshiping and following the true living God, and your life is going to be protected. Just like the laws of the land, you follow the laws of the land, you're going to be protected in the laws of the land. Well, there's a kingdom. There's a kingdom that is not of this world. There's a world that you can't see that has laws. There's a world that you can't see, and it has a way. And I know the way. I know the way, I know the truth, and I know the life. And if I could say, no one can come to the Father except through me. I know Larry's got something. We got something, Larry. Look like you're ready to burst with something. That's okay. It'll come. So, with that being said, when we begin to understand the truth and trust God with our heart, knowing that there's a plan for you, tomorrow He has it all figured out. I feel that I have mastered just now not worrying about tomorrow. And I've been in Him and special touched. I went on a journey that no man has gone that I know of. And their life was changed. And it took me 15 years to come to this knowledge of truth to take and tie my will down. But I understand, because He has called me to be the forerunner. So I'm going to share with you what I'm trying to say, and it's going to be much easier for all of you if you would just believe on the one that is being sent right now, the one that is talking. Picture yourself in a very, very thick jungle. Okay. Well, I had to go in there first and whack all that trail down. All you got to do is walk the trail. That's why it took me 15 plus years to get to this place. Okay? All you need to do is walk the trail. Isn't that nice? Yeah, let's give the Lord a hand of praise on that one. Yeah. So, I'm grateful for the path that He put me on. Somebody's got to go first. Somebody's got to whack and hack. Somebody's got to cut the trail. Somebody. I guess in heaven they said, He's worthy. And they pointed at me because I was a big fool. And they said, that fool guy would do it, you know. And He sent me in to go whack the jungle down to get the path straight. And I'm here to tell all of you is that the path is cleared. And I will pour into you everything that I know, so that you can walk this path with ease if you just follow my lead. And following my lead, you'll get this place, and you'll be able to put down the worries and the fears and not be concerned or care about tomorrow. And then it will break the powers of darkness over your life. How many here want the powers of darkness broken over their life, where they have no authority anymore over your life? Literally done, complete. Amen. Well, it is yours. It is yours. If you begin to believe the words that I'm sharing with you today, the contracts that are on your life are broken. And start beginning to listen and obey the words that I have to say. And then the enemy cannot touch you anymore. I know when he called me in full time, I knew I was going to become the master of these principalities and powers. Heaven is now saying, Paul, I know, Jesus, I know, and Jim, I know. Because I've brought myself to that place of loving God with all my heart, soul, and mind. Willing to walk away from every possible thing in my life to let Him be the leader and the ruler of my life. To let Him be the God who He is in my life. I forsook my whole entire everything. But yet by forsaking everything, I gained everything. And so I'm very grateful that I have what I have. And so, with that, because of time, I want to thank all that have logged on. And I want to thank all that are here today. And I have this one thing to say to you. Believe on my words. Keep logging on. Tell your friends. Tell everybody that you know that I'm going to break the contracts of the dark-powered forces in your life. And that the weapons of your warfare will not be able to come on you anymore. They're not carnal, but they're spirit. And we're going to take it in the spirit. And you're not going to be able to be concerned about it anymore. And there will be a clear path walking to your future. But you have to abide by the law that is written on your heart. And take the words that I'm sharing from my heart. Because these words are not of my own. They're of God's. And so if you hear my words, they're not mine, they're His. And those words are coming through me because we can't see God, nor can we hear Him. He has to use a jackass like me. He has to use someone who is willing to just open up his mouth and share what God has given him. And so I'm sharing the words that I have. And I know that they're proven, tried, and tested because I have unconditional peace. I have unconditional joy, and I have unconditional righteousness. I'm cleansed. My God has cleansed me, and I am clean. I can hold up holy hands. I can hold up clean hands. There's no blood on my hands. And I have a joy and a peace that allows me to sleep at night. Despite the storms that are all around me, I have peace. And I have joy. Despite all the storms around me, I have joy. And so I'm a living example of the truth. So if you see me, you see the Father. If you see me, you see the Spirit of truth. And that truth has set me free. That God of truth has set me free and has given me power to overcome. So I call myself a master of these principalities and powers. And this is really, truly, this year I can actually confess and say that I have mastered the principalities and powers. Do I come across a scuffle? Yes. I'm not going to lie to you that I don't go head to toe and go with a scuffle. I'm not saying I don't take a punch here or a punch there, but I pinned them. At the end of the fight, I won. At the end of the battle, I won. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm not going to say that you're going to not walk away with any scratches. I'm not saying that you're not going to walk away with any bruises. I'm not going to say that you're not going to walk away with any cuts. I am going to say that you're going to win. How many of us want to be winners of this power and principality? Amen. Don't be afraid to take a punch. Don't be afraid to take a hit. They're evident. They're going to come. Every day, these trials and tribulations, these things are going to come every day. They're going to hit you every day. Challenges are going to come to you every day. It's not going to be eating cream pie and putting cherries on top every day. They're going to come. But the beauty is, you're not going to be knocked down. The beauty is, they're going to be knocked down. You're going to stand like a pillar. You're going to stand like a rock. You're going to stand, and no matter what you do, you're going to stand. And you're not going to grow weary. You're not going to grow tired. You're going to be able to handle it. You'll know when to move, and you'll know when not to move. And when the Spirit of God says go, you'll know when the Spirit of God says go, because you'll go. And when the Spirit of God says relax, oh, you're going to come to a battle. Shouldn't I be doing something? I feel like I should be doing something. You just sit there and relax. Put yourself, I call it self-control. And you will see that God will make a way where there is no way. You will see. So I want to end this night tonight. It's a Wednesday night. This is a night for you to tap in and get some knowledge, to tap in and get some training and get equipped and get a golden nugget, I call it. Get a little bit of meat, you know, some mashed potatoes to eat. Chew on this, and I hope and see you on Sunday, and I hope please log on Sunday, and if you have to, please make a way to try to get down here. I think we're getting, you know, the information on the website as far as airports and hotels and all that other stuff, and that's coming, you know. I always say Rome wasn't built in a day. Those in Greece, isn't that where Rome is built in Greece? All right, I got that right. Italy. I'm sorry, Italy. Okay, yeah, Greece. We're going to keep you in prayer. But at the same time, things take some time. So be patient with us, those that are out there. But please send us those emails, and I'm going to pass this over to Sam. He's going to close this up, and he's going to fill us in about, you know, if you want to give into this ministry, what to do, and all that other good stuff. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Please log on to glorytothenations.org.
That's somebody in China.
Please send us your name and your address. We can get you these prayer cloths. They're just miracles, I'm telling you. If you want to donate, there's a donate button on the website, glorytothenations.org. Listen, get into these messages during the week. Just jump on them. They will change your life. We had a guy Sunday give a testimony real quick. His name is John, and when he came here, he had been sporadically working. He was losing his house. He was digging into his 401k. He was losing his marriage. Well, he came here, and he lost his house. He lost his marriage. He burned through all of his 401k. But he said it was the greatest thing that ever happened to him. He was stressed out all the time. He found a truth here that set him free. And pastor said to him, see, he had been working sporadically before he came here. And pastor said, you will never, ever be without work again. And from the time he came here until this day, he's been working every day. So this place is the real deal. There are miracles, signs, and wonders that happen here. We don't preach in word, we preach in power. So listen, this is the real deal. Thank God that you found this place. You should thank God you found this place. We all thank God that we found this place in here. So please, again, listen to the messages, log on, and remember, we're always here to repent. And when the mind is transformed, the body is healed. So if you have pain, if you have issues, cancer, whatever you have, when your mind is renewed, when your mind is transformed, your body automatically heals. The reason that all this sickness, all this depression is on us, because we're thinking wrong. And we have the truth here to set you free. It's all about truth. As a man thinks, so he is. Not as he prays, not as he does anything else. As you think, so you are. We have the truth here. We have the tools here to enable you to think right, to heal yourself. So please, log on. Let God into your life. And please, join us here Sundays at 11 o'clock for service, Wednesday night, 7:30. It's the greatest place in the world. God bless.